It started as an explosion.
I heard this awful hissing noise, this whoosh, and at the height of the hiss, a huge explosion.
Big plumes of fire smoke. You can actually see it from satellite.
You have information now that this rig has gone under?
It has gone under the surface.
From the air, you can see miles of unprotected sandy beach. There are some containment booms along Mississippi's Ship Island, but no oil here. And then?
See it right there off the right? You start seeing splotchy water.
By mid-May, an underwater camera showed the broken pipe constantly gushing black liquid into the Gulf, and the clock to stop the leak began ticking much louder.
For more than 5 weeks, day 59 of the oil spill.
After 81 days of endlessly gushing oil.
As the oil spread, so did the panic. Crews tried several different methods to keep it from spreading across the Gulf and into sensitive ecosystems.
We're using multiple skimmers. We are using boom material. We are using chemical dispersants.
Crews are trying to burn off some of the crude oil spewing across the ocean.
They are desperate, but desperate times call for desperate action.
Engineers tried everything from a containment dome to a top kill, sealing the pipe with cement. Nothing worked. The pipe leaked an estimated 2.5 million gallons a day for 87 days. Finally, on July 15, 2010,
there is reason for some hope this morning. The oil has finally stopped gushing from that blown out well.
It's the image people on the Gulf Coast have waited 86 days to see.
Damage reports were already coming in with the tides.
Now, as the oil is actually coming ashore in larger quantities, many more birds are being affected.
Other animals will, no doubt, succumb and sink to the bottom and may never be seen.
I grew up in this area. I worked summers on a shrimp boat in Clear Lake, and just, I don't want to see anything happen to it.
We have seen some financial impact. We're probably going to see less people here this summer.
There's potentially 7,500 people that could be impacted in terms of employment if those offshore rigs aren't put to work.
In the weeks, months, and years since the oil stopped spilling, the Justice Department sued BP and several other companies involved in the spill. The company eventually was required to set up a $20 billion fund to make amends.
I'm Tony Haywood. BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf.
Deep in my heart, I know it's just a cover-up.
Beyond compensating the people of the Gulf in the short term, it's also clear we need a long-term plan to restore the unique beauty and bounty of this region.
In the 5 years since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded and crashed into the ocean, many questions remain unanswered. Study after study has been launched, many from Texas, to determine the environmental and business effects of the largest marine oil spill in history.
1 to 2% of the fish had these huge lesions on them in fin rot. And we've never seen that before.
Just last month, we found these dead dolphins. Less than 200 yards away, we found BP cleanup workers collecting a 25,000-pound tar mat.
And think the Gulf doesn't affect you?
It supports one of the largest recreation and tourism industries to the tune of $20 billion a year and about 600,000 jobs. The Gulf produces more than a third of the seafood Americans eat, including 60% of our oysters. It's also the primary source of energy independence in the United States.
Laura Huffman's the Texas director of the Nature Conservancy. It just completed a report looking at how fines and fees from the spill have been spent to address damage.
The good news is the early returns are showing that the money is going to projects that really do represent solid restoration, in particular here in Texas.
As to the effects on the Gulf oil industry itself, after 6 months of frozen leases from drilling in the Gulf, the government renewed granting permits in 2011. Charlie Williams is with the Center for Offshore Safety. He says the industry has tried to lower the risk of another spill.
They wrote a new standard on blowout preventers. They did some new work and some revised work on well integrity.
Laura Huffman says she believes while the Gulf is not as healthy now as it was before the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, she does believe efforts have helped.
The oyster beds, shoreline protection, investing in those kinds of projects, which we have done, will help the Gulf of Mexico be resilient if there's another oil spill.
I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.